6223.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself,
I'm right here.
What a wonderful world.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Let's work together and give you a great-looking garden. Some of the things that are beginning to happen, the tent caterpillar is every place right now. Normally, it doesn't start until early September, even late August. But, boy, we're noticing them every place. And the best way to get rid of the tent caterpillar is with a natural product called Spinosad. And some of the companies have different names for it, but Spinosad is the active ingredient. It's a virus, and it will kill the caterpillars and hurt nothing else. It also goes under the name of Captain Jack, made by Bonide, and it will do a great job on all types of caterpillars. You can even use it on broccoli, cauliflower, cabbage to take care of the cabbage looper, on your tomatoes to take care of the tomato hornworm. So it's a good product. It's used on a lot of things, and it will take care of the tent caterpillars. That's one of the things. Roses. If you have rose bushes, this is the last month to fertilize them. You cannot feed roses in September because you want the roses to start to think that we're going into the fall season. And instead of getting bigger and bigger and bigger, you want the branches, the fibers in the branches, to become woody so that they can survive the winter a lot better. If you have a lot of new growth, it's fleshy. And when the weather gets cold, you have a lot of dieback. So by feeding them now and saying this is your last meal, the plant will start to go dormant as the weather gets cold, and it will survive the winter with a lot less damage. So give it the last application of fertilizer as soon as you can. That way the plant has plenty of time to get ready for the colder weather that's ahead of us. A long, long way away. Think about it this way. It's only early August, folks. We've got plenty of growing time ahead of us, but we've got to think of what's going to happen later on. And roses are one plant that will not help the plant by feeding it late in the year. You're actually going to hurt it. Okay, Don, who's up first this hour?
First this hour, we have Peter from New Hampshire, who has a question about a Japanese maple tree.
Peter, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Good morning, sir. I do have a couple of questions for you. One is regarding a Japanese maple. We have a Japanese maple that's probably about 8 feet tall by 8 feet wide, and we wanted to trim it back a little bit, give it a little haircut. And I didn't know if, is now a good time to do that, or should it be done in the spring, or, what we can do about that. And I have a second question. we have ewes. We have some really nice ewes, and actually I just trimmed them yesterday. I should have trimmed them probably about a month and a half ago when the new growth was still really fresh. And when I trimmed them yesterday, and some of them last week actually, that new growth, of course, was starting to harden off a little bit. And when I trimmed them with a hedge trimmer, it wasn't a nice clean cut. They're almost like what were left behind are some like little white wicks. They almost look like candle wicks. And and I didn't know if, you know, if you think that's going to harden off in time, you know, for winter, or is that something I'm going to have to spray like Wilt-Proof on like in November or something like that?
Okay. On your ewe, don't worry about it. Ewes are very, very strong. And what happened is when you pruned it back, you exposed some of the new growth that was inside the plant. And it wasn't accustomed to getting a lot of sunlight, so that it was a paler color and had not matured yet because of the amount of sunlight. Now that it's getting some sun, it will turn dark green. It will mature much, much quicker, and the plant will be fine. So don't panic. Peter, the best time for you to prune any of your evergreens, which would be yews, junipers, boxwood, any kind of a plant that stays evergreen that really doesn't flower and you want to control the size, is normally during late March, April. And at that point, you can say to yourself, I want to do a major pruning of this plant. And because the plant is still dormant, the buds have not made any new growth yet. So, for example, you could take a Hatfield or a spreading yew, and you could cut it back by as much as one-third. You remove that growth in late March, early April, and then in May, when the new growth comes, it will fill in all of the holes that was made with the pruning. It will soften the plant because that new growth is not going to be pruned. Because right now, if you look at your yew, where you've pruned it with the shears, you have needles that have been cut in half. And you won't notice it from a distance, but when you get close to it, where you made a cut on that needle, it's going to turn brown. So you'll have a little brown edge. And again, it's not really visible until you get real close to it. So pruning it now doesn't hurt the plant, except that you get these little brown tips. And if you prune it and you made a hole that wasn't visible before, that hole will remain there until next year. So try and do non-flowering evergreens in the spring of the year. And that way, when the new growth comes out, it looks gorgeous. And again, you can prune it up as much as one-third if it's done early in the year. On your maple tree, you can prune it now, but again, the best time is in March or April. Any kind of a non-flowering tree can be pruned at that time. Burning bush, for example, if they're getting to be too big, you can prune it at that time. Privet hedges are best pruned at that time of the year while they're dormant. And what happens is when you prune it back drastically in the spring before the plant produces any new growth, if you remove a lot of the newer growth, the plant is able to break some of the backup buds. Some of the buds that have probably been on that plant for 4 or 5 years, they're there for emergency purposes. And pruning it at that time, no problem. It fills right in. And you can prune the maple now, you know, here and there to give it. But what will happen is if you prune it a lot, all that energy that's in that leaf is being thrown away. And I don't like to prune Japanese red leaf maple in the fall because the tree may not have enough time to make a callus and seal it. This time of the year, there's no problem. So if you want to do a light pruning just to kind of shape it, great. But if you want to take off, let's say, 2 feet, wait until the spring. And that way the dormant buds can break open. It'll make the tree fuller. It'll make it thicker. And I think that you'll like the overall shape a lot better because you can see what branches really need to be pruned. But you can do it at this time of the year, just not heavy. Okay? Thank you, Peter. We appreciate the phone call. Don, who's up next?
This is Jeff from Cape Cod. Has a question about peas.
Jeff, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. I
good
have
morning.
Two questions.
Yes.
Number one, you mentioned how we can plant peas right now for the fall. And my question is, I have some pea seeds that I saved from my spring planting, and what I normally do is winter them over. Can I plant those now, and will they, you know, are they viable, or do they have to winter over? And the second question is...
Okay, we're coming up to a break, Peter. Why don't you stay on the line, and we'll get right back to you right after these messages.
The problem with weeds, you kill one and a new one pops up, which is why you need Roundup Extended Control Weed and Grass Killer plus Weed Preventer. It does two jobs at once. One, kills the weeds you have down to the root. Two, prevents new weeds from growing for up to 4 months. That's right, one application and your weed killing is done for up to 4 months. Roundup Extended Control available in the easy-to-use pump-and-go sprayer with up to 5 minutes of continuous spray. The easier way to kill weeds and keep them away. Prepare to get pumped about killing weeds and take the 5-minute challenge with the Roundup brand Pump and Go Sprayer. Just pump it up for up to 5 minutes of continuous spray. Squeezing trigger spray bottles will kill your hands, but the Pump and Go Sprayer will keep you going strong and weeds won't stand a chance. Roundup brand Pump and Go Sprayer. Hard on weeds, easy on you.
Now the spring is here. Look at your lawn. Are there dead patches here and there? Don't panic. You do not have to reseed the whole lawn. Just use Ultra Lawn Patch from AM Turf. Just sprinkle it on the dead spots. Ultra Lawn Patch is a revolutionary, all-natural mulch filled with quality grass seed and a natural fertilizer in one package. The special mulch will hold the seed in place, keep the moisture there longer for faster germination. That's Ultra Lawn Patch by AM Turf. Now that the gardens are planted, let's feed them with the new Bloomin' and Rootin' Fertilizer from Fertiloam. This 9-59-8 plant food will make your garden explode. Flowers and vegetables will grow like you've never seen it before. That's Bloomin' and Rootin' Fertilizer. This year, let's kill those problem weeds and save some money. Say goodbye to poison ivy, poison oak, sumac, and hundreds more with Fertiloam Kills All. Half the price of Roundup, twice as strong because it's generic. Kills.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LightBreeze wind generator kit starts charging a 12-volt battery at just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
Jeff is still there. Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Gun Club. We were talking with Jeff just before the break. Jeff, are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay. Now, these are peas that you harvested this year that you've allowed to dry?
That's correct. And what I do is I keep them for next year, which has worked for me. And I'm just, you know, I never even thought of a fall planting. Will they work if I put them in the ground now?
Oh, sure. As long as they have dried, then you can plant them, and you'll have a fresh crop of peas in 60 to 90 days, depending on the variety.
Okay. One more question. I have several pumpkin and squash plants, and this year, geez, they're just going gangbusters. Now, I have a large fruit forming. Should I cut the vine like 5 feet past the fruit to increase the size of the fruit, or does that harm the whole plant?
You have to think that the vine itself is a factory that's going to make those fruit become larger in size. So you don't want to remove the foliage. What you want to do is to prevent other fruit from forming. And all of the people that grow those big giant pumpkins, they'll have an area of foliage that could be as much as 25 feet by 25 feet of leaves for just a single pumpkin plant. And that pumpkin plant would normally produce a dozen or more fruit. So what they do is they cut and remove any fruit that forms so that all the energy goes into that one single pumpkin. And it's not uncommon for a pumpkin to continue to make fruit from now right up until frost. Some of them are going to be really, really tiny. But if you limit the amount of fruit, the bigger it's going to be. So don't cut off the leaves, because every leaf that's there is taking the energy from the sun and changing it to energy that the plant can use to grow. So the more leaves, the bigger your pumpkin's going to be. And then you are the person who determines how many are on that plant. The fewer pumpkins, the bigger they're going to be, depending on the variety. There's some pumpkins that they call pumpkin pie pumpkins that only will get to be 5, 6, 7 pounds no matter what you do. But then there's varieties that will get a lot bigger. So you determine what you want. But don't cut off the foliage. Let it grow. because it will make it grow that much bigger and help it to ripen sooner also. Thank you, Jeff. We appreciate the phone call. Now, those of you that want to plant peas and lettuce and spinach, call your nursery because a lot of the seed companies have already picked up their seeds. Some of the nurseries still have them. So call before you travel all the way to the nursery. But peas, spinach, leaf spinach, leaf lettuce can be planted at this time for a fall crop. No problem at all. Don, who's next?
This is Chris from New Hampshire, who has a question about celery.
Hey, Chris, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, Paul. Thanks for taking my call. Love your show.
Thank you.
I have a question on celery. I'm trying it for the first time this year, and I've had a couple people, one person told me I should have planted it like in a trench and then mounded the soil up around it, and then I went online, I was reading something about wrapping it, blanching it, which I don't know what that means,
yep.
And then wrapping it in newspaper. I'm just wondering what you recommend.
I grow celery in my garden, and once you've had fresh celery, it doesn't taste like what you bought from the supermarket. And blanching means that you're killing the green chlorophyll that's in the celery plant, and you're turning it white. When you think that your celery is big enough, then what you do is you take some newspaper, you fold it to the size of your celery, so it's going to be maybe 2 or 3 layers thick of newspaper. You get some wire twistums that you would use to support plants from breaking. Pull all the celery together, and you can use a big rubber band or some string. Wrap the entire celery. You don't have to go all the way to the top, but at least 2/3 of it with the newspaper, and it blocks the sun. And because the sun can't get through the newspaper, the green slowly falls apart, and your celery gets more tender and more tasty. Takes about 2 weeks. Now, a natural way to protect your lawn from Japanese beetle grubs without using chemicals, the product is called Milky Spore from St. Gabriel Organic. It's made from a bacteria that will kill the grub in the ground. Apply Milky Spore now, and just one bacteria eaten by the Japanese beetle grub will multiply to 3 billion new spores when the grub dies. Milky Spore is safe for pets, the environment, you, and your family. All natural, all season grub control, Milky Spore. Now that you planted your garden and you're ready to enjoy the rewards of your labor, do not let the deer destroy your hard work. Pick up a container of deer scram. These granules are guaranteed to work. That's right, guaranteed to keep the deer away from your garden. Even safe to use in a vegetable garden, and contains no synthetic additives. It's not toxic, it's biodegradable, and will not harm animals and the environment. That's deer scram.
And now for another exciting minute from Life Change Tea. To all our Life Change Tea customers, it's sale time! Buy 3, get 1 free. Buy 3 packages of Life Change Tea and get 1 package absolutely free. Now to all of you that have not tried Life Change Tea, here's your chance! Buy 3, get 1 free! Clean toxins and chemicals inside your body. Lose inches off your waist, and you could lose that excess weight that's been driving you crazy. And with our buy 3, get 1 free sale, it's a great time to order. So here's how. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Look for our special, or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. 0408. It feels good to be clean, and it feels good to lose weight, and it really feels good to save money. So order now at GetTheTea.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. you can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
If you are concerned about heart health, have heart problems, or know someone who does, this message is for you. LifeWise Naturals introduces HeartWise with citronol, CoQ10, hawthorn, and more. For premium cardiovascular health, just two HeartWise capsules per day provide optimum levels of powerful nutrients to promote cardiovascular energy, healthy blood pressure, circulatory health, and normal cholesterol levels. HeartWise is made with patented ingredients using only research-based potencies of individual nutrients. This exclusive formulation works in multiple ways, providing comprehensive cardiovascular protection. A 30-day supply of HeartWise with citronol and CoQ10 is only $22.50. GCN listeners, order HeartWise now and receive a free bottle of True Pomegranate, one of the most effective superfoods and antioxidants available. Mention product code HEART when you call 800-643-9558, 800-643-9558, or go to freeheartoffer.com. That's freeheartoffer.com today.
The summer specials are here. Colloidal silver, CoQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, super male plex and female plex, memory power, colon enhancer, and more, all on sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Visit herbalhealer.com now for big summer savings on longevity products like HGH, resveratrol, colloidal minerals, and hundreds of natural health products. Herbal Healer Academy has been a global leader of safe, natural medicine, providing natural supplements, correspondence courses, informative newsletters with ongoing research information to our members since 1988. Sign up for free online newsletters and don't miss McCain's three-point plan for health at the Herbal Healer Academy website, herbalhealer.com. Find natural ways for weight loss, plus men's, women's, and children's health products, and our famous top-selling four-herb tea. The testimonials are incredible, and so are the summer specials at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. If you've never grown celery, it's something that you should try. It's a neat-looking thing. I mean, it doesn't look what you doesn't look like what you bought in the supermarket, because the celery plant itself will bush out to be about a foot. But it tastes really, really good. Just pull all the branches together. And mine is not quite big enough at this point. I want it to grow a little bit longer. So it may go another couple of weeks. But I just pull everything together and I'll wrap a piece of string around it to kind of hold it in place. And then I'll put a newspaper and fold it the long way. So open it up, fold it the long way. And go around it. You need to go around at least twice with the newspaper. And then a twist them or some string. And it takes roughly 2 weeks. Check it after a week. And you're going to see that it's gone from the dark, dark green to kind of a yellow green. And then just tie it up again. But it takes about a two-week period. And when you take the paper off, the inside is going to be more white than the outside because it's deeper into the plant being pulled together. And but it's called blanching. And if you've probably seen asparagus blanched, and it's done basically the same thing, except they mound straw on top of the asparagus bed. And they continuously feel in the straw for the spears, the asparagus spears to come in. And then they can reach in the straw, cut it, and it's that nice white color because it hasn't received any sunshine. But asparagus has to be blanched. Don, who's up next?
Up next, this is Roger from Salem, Massachusetts, who had a praise report or just some information about his cotton plant.
Okay, Roger, good morning. Tell me about the cotton. What's happening?
Yes, good morning. You said you were interested in a report.
Yes.
We got the seeds from you, and my wife has kind of made it her pet project. We put three plants in a big tub, and we put three plants in the vegetable garden. She went out there this morning and measured them. They're 40 inches tall, and
wow,
they've got one-inch diameter stems on them. And, they started flowering in the middle of July, and those first flowers have already formed the bulls, I guess you would call it. And then we had like a second flush of flowers that's just starting to form the bulls, and then we have new flowers on them, you know, like 100. I mean, when people come here, they ask what it is. It's really nice. And, the ones in the tub are doing better than the ones in the vegetable garden slightly. We put a mixture of soil and compost in the tub. And, they're just doing beautifully. We're very happy with them, and we're waiting for the information for Topsfield Fair.
That's wonderful. I'm so glad that but, boy, you've got some big cotton plants if they're 40 inches tall. That's incredible. Absolutely incredible. I'm proud of you. You did good. Well, we're going to have the seed was given to me by our Bayer Advanced Garden Products because Bayer is doing a lot of research on cotton for the cotton industry. And they gave me a 25-pound bag of the seed, which you can't go to like a feed and grain store and buy cotton. You actually have to belong to a co-op, and the seed is given to you according to your land, and it's a big, big union type thing. So I'm very, very lucky to be able to get cotton seed. And again, we sent out almost 1,000 packages with about 25 to 30 seeds all over New England and all over the United States. So it's good to find out what's happening about it. But I've talked with the people at Topsfield Fair. They're putting something together, and I think it's going to be an awful lot of fun. But and it'll be educational. And like you said, when you have friends and family that come to your house and they say, "What's that?" and you say, "It's cotton," they just can't believe it. That here you live in New England and you have cotton plants growing. Now, once those bulbs, those pods, begin to dry, the fun is going to start. But I'll let you know in advance. I'll be talking with the people from Bayer, not this week, next week, the following week. I'm headed down to Rowley, to their corporate headquarters, to talk about some of the new products that are coming out for next spring, and we'll set up a time that we can get the people that do the research on cotton, and they can tell you what to expect and how to get those bowls to break open and to give you real cotton. And remember, the seeds in those pods can be replanted next year, which is a good thing. Thank you. We appreciate the phone call. I really do. Thank you. Don, who's next?
This is Roland from Cape Cod, who has a question about cucumbers.
Roland, good morning. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Good morning. Thank you, Paul.
Thank you.
Let's see. My question is about cucumbers. We have cucumbers growing. They've been fine up until about a week or two ago. The foliage has got yellow spots and yellowing, and some of the cucumbers are yellowing. Now I just noticed there's like a white, fluffy, you know, powdery substance on the leaves.
Mm-hmm.
So okay. I was wondering what I can do about that or what it is, and also if the cucumbers are safe to eat.
Oh, yeah. The cucumbers are safe to eat. What's happening is your cucumbers have been growing very, very fast. They've been producing a lot of cucumbers right now. And there's a couple of things that you need to do. The changing in color is telling you that the cucumbers are beginning to use up the food that was around them when you planted them. So it's time for you to get the Miracle-Gro and really saturate that soil around the plant and spray the foliage. Miracle-Gro is a water-soluble food, which means that when you get it on the leaves can absorb it. So when you spray it in the garden, the plant's getting it through the foliage as well as through the roots. And what's happening with mine, and that's my job today, I've got to stake some of my green peppers. They're so heavy with peppers, they're falling over. The cucumbers right now, because we really haven't had uniform rain, are instead of getting longer, some of them look like golf balls with a little nipple on the end. And that's telling you that it's not getting enough moisture. So if you can get out in the garden, give the plants a good soaking, and once they're watered, then hit them with the Miracle-Gro. If you do the Miracle-Gro first and then water, because you're giving it a lot of water, you're going to push the fertilizer out of the ground. So give them a good soaking. Give them some Miracle-Gro. And the white coloration on the foliage is the beginning of a fungus on the leaves called powdery mildew. And that's happened because of the humidity. The hot days, the humid weather is something that increases the chances that the plant is going to get powdery mildew. And when you're at your local nursery, get a product called Serenade. It's an organic product. You spray it on the foliage. You do a couple of applications about a week apart, and the powdery mildew will just disappear. So, Serenade for the foliage, water to make the cucumbers grow long instead of round with a little nipple on the end, and some liquid food. And this time of the year, your cucumbers are growing very, very quickly. If you could use Miracle-Gro on them every week, they'll last until September. Thank you, Roland. We appreciate the phone call. Dawn, who's up next?
This is Barbara from Dartmouth, and she has a question about irises.
Barbara, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my
Hi.
Call.
Thank you.
I have two questions. One is about, they're both about feeding plants. One is the iris, and the other is the arborvitae. The iris, I did not get many blossoms this year, so I'm wondering if it has something to do with not feeding it enough or the type of food. And with the arborvitae, I had just planted some about 3 months ago, and they look beautiful. They're almost 6 feet tall, but I wanted to know if there's a plant food, that I could apply that would really speed the growth up a little bit.
Yeah. On your arborvitae, Barbara, what you want to use is a product called Holly Tone. And Holly Tone is an all-organic fertilizer for any type of evergreen plant. So you can use it on your spreading yews. You can use it on rhododendrons and holly, azaleas, and arborvitaes, blue spruces, white pine, anything that stays green during the winter. Read the bag. It will tell you how much to use depending on the height or spread. In your case, you have tall growing plants that are narrow, and you would apply it accordingly. And you just sprinkle it around the base of the plant, maybe a foot away from the main trunk, scratch it into the ground, water it in, and the microbes in the soil will attack the fertilizer. They'll break it down to become available to the plant. And Holytone food will feed your plants for 90 days, August, September, October. And timing right now is perfect for that. And that will take care of your arborvitaes to keep them really healthy, really thick and green. And if you can do that spring and fall, you're going to find that your arborvitaes can put up probably a third more. Normally, arborvitaes will grow in the 3 to 4 inch range. And next year will be a different story. Right now, when you bought that arborvitae, the nursery had to cut the roots. And because it cut the roots to dig it and then ship it to you, the plant has to redevelop the root system. So once the roots are established, next year you're going to see a lot more growth than you did this season. So you'll be okay. But give them a good shot now. They'll come back really, really well. And oh, what was your first question?
The iris?
I lost. The iris. Okay. I have iris, and I have 3 clumps of a black iris. And last year, I had, out of the 3 clumps, over 15 stems with triple flowers. This year, I had 2 stems with double flowers on them. And several people have told me the same thing. I think it's because it was so wet and so cool last year, they didn't make the buds. Use plant tone. That's for deciduous plants and perennials.
Slimy slugs and sneaky snails eating your plants alive? Here's really good news. Use Sluggo, the new snail bait that does not contain methaldehyde. Because there's no methaldehyde in Sluggo, you can use it safely around your pets and children, and it's approved for use in vegetable gardens. You don't have to worry about children and pets when you use Sluggo on snails and slugs. Sluggo is the first really all-new snail bait on the market in about 50 years, and it works. Sluggo is naturally occurring, and it breaks down into fertilizer, which is another plus. Sluggo is environmentally friendly and friendly to dogs and cats. In the evening, just scatter it in and around areas where snails and slugs feed, and it's goodbye, so long, farewell. All new methaldehyde-free Sluggo works on snails and slugs. Ask for Sluggo at your local garden supply store. Sluggo, one of the many fine products from Monterey Lawn and Garden.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a ColorStorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449.
Omega-3 oils. What do you really know about their health benefits? Welcome to GreatPlainsFlax.com. Quality flax seeds right to your door. The golden flax seed from GreatPlainsFlax.com is 99.75% pure foundation grade. The purest, highest grade flax seed available. Benefits of golden flax seed include the natural properties of fiber, lignans, and omega-3 fatty acids that provide preventative and restorative abilities to your diet. Lignans help reduce the possibility of colon, breast, and prostate cancers. Other great benefits flax seed provides are lowering cholesterol, blood pressure, and help in weight loss. Plus, it's perfect for pets, too. To learn more about other flaxseed benefits, plus get recipes and see current research, go to GreatPlainsFlax.com. Enjoy free shipping of our golden omega flax seeds within the lower 48 states. Prices start at just $22.95. Call 866-834-7485. That's 866-834-7485. Or visit GreatPlainsFlax.com. Quality flax seeds right to your door.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. 800-259-9231. And if you get a minute, go to my website, paulparent.com, and click on trips. We're planning a great vacation in May of next year to the Gardens of Ireland. We'll be traveling through Dublin, Shannon, Galway, Killarney, and Waterford. We have 12 different gardens we're going to be visiting, and so other things too, so that you can enjoy the countryside. But we've already are booking quite a few people. It is very limited, so if you get a chance, take a look at it, and if you want to come, the number to call is 800-322-9481. It's going to be, I think, probably one of the best garden tours we have ever put together. And when you look at the website, there's links to those gardens so you can see what it's all about. Don, who's next?
We have Jim from Rhode Island, who has a question about daisies.
Jim, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, good morning. Enjoy your program, Paul. And
thank you.
Thank you. I bought a Gerber daisy this spring, and it had a couple of flowers on it, and it was doing really well. And I haven't been able to get it to flower since. Great-looking leaves. I transplanted it into a little bigger pot, keep it in the house, and I've given it some Mother Nature's Cuisine fertilizer, and I water it as need be, but no flowering.
Okay. Is it getting plenty of sun?
Oh, yeah. Outside, definitely.
Okay, so is the plant's outside now?
It's inside still. Should I put it out?
It's inside.
Yes.
Yeah, I would put it outside. I mean, Gerber daisies are plants that traditionally, the more sun they get, the better they do. I would hit it with a liquid food. The food that you're using is an organic. It's a slow release. It's more for perennials than it is a house plant. So I think something like Miracle-Gro or Neptune's Harvest, if you want to stay organic, they're water-soluble, and they can be absorbed into the plant a lot quicker, and they'll give you results a lot quicker. The only thing that you want to be aware of, Gerber daisies do not like a lot of water. So if you see that the forecast is going to be for a lot of thunderstorms, bring it in. When the thunderstorms are over, put it out, and that way you can resume your normal watering. And just make sure that it's in a pot that has drainage. But Gerber daisies are wonderful. The more sun they get, the better. And during the winter, they will flower. But they've got to be in a south-facing window where they get that sun right on them all day long. Because in the winter, your days are a lot shorter, and the intensity of the sun is not as strong. But the other thing that you could do is get a product called Osmocote. It looks like little BBs. And, again, it's a water-soluble fertilizer. It's time release, and it's will feed that plant on a regular basis every time it gets watered. And all of your greenhouses, when they're growing potted plants, whether it's a Gerber daisy, a begonia, geraniums, fuchsias, anything that's going to bloom during a period of time, they use Osmocote because when they water, it gets fed. Organics are not really designed for potted plants in the house because they give it a little bit over a long period of time. And for perennials, wonderful. For a vegetable garden, wonderful. But not for houseplants. Okay? If we can help you, 800-259-9231. In your vegetable garden, your tomatoes are right on the verge now of really exploding. I know some of you are getting a few tomatoes now and then, but in the next 30 days, your tomato plants are going to just explode with ripening fruit. Tomatoes can be frozen. And if you've got a freezer, you can take those tomatoes, wash them, put them in a Ziploc freezer bag, and put them in your freezer. And in the middle of winter, you take them out of the freezer, you dip them in boiling water, the skin breaks, you peel off the skin, put them in a pot, and those tomatoes make a great base for a vegetable soup. Whoa.